Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a sub-heavy jungle switch up and turning it into a finished, arrangement-ready section inside Ableton Live 12. This is advanced DNB automation work, so we're not just making it loud and chaotic. We're shaping the pressure, controlling the low end, and making the transition feel intentional, musical, and absolutely nasty in the best way. The big idea here is simple. The sub stays solid, the bass movement does the talking, the drums change language at the switch, and the FX help the ear travel from one phrase into the next. That's how you make a loop feel like a real track section instead of just something that repeats. We're working in a 16-bar form. Bars 1 through 8 are your rolling section. Bars 9 through 12 are the tension build. Bars 13 through 16 are the switch up landing, where the jungle variation comes in with more weight and attitude. So let's start like a proper DNB producer, in arrangement view, with your tracks organized into drums, bass or sub, music or atmosphere, FX, and your returns. If you started in session view, that's totally fine. A rough recorded performance often gives jungle arrangements a more played, human feel than a perfectly static loop. First priority, lock the sub. In this style, if the sub loses control, the whole arrangement loses authority. So keep your pure low end stable and mono. Use utility on the sub layer and bring the width down to 0% if needed. Then use EQ8 to clean up anything unnecessary below the fundamental area, and only high pass very gently if you really need it. A touch of saturator can help the sub read better on smaller systems, but don't overcook it. Keep the core sub clean. And here's a very important DNB move. Automate the bass character, not the pure sub, whenever possible. If your sound is one patch, split it into two layers. Let the sub layer stay steady and let the mid-bass layer handle the movement, the wobble, the grit, the tone changes, all of that. That separation makes automation way easier and way cleaner. Now we build tension in bars 9 through 12. This is where the section starts to inhale before the switch. A classic move here is to automate auto-filter on the bass layer. Start with the cutoff open. Then slowly close it down so the sound narrows into the transition. Think of it like going from full bandwidth energy down into a pressure-packed focus point. You can also reduce the bass bus by a decibel or two, just enough to make the drop feel like it's pulling away from you before it slams back in. This is where advanced arrangement comes in. You're not just making things bigger, you're managing contrast. Sometimes the smartest move is to make the section feel slightly underfed right before the landing. That restraint makes the re-entry feel much heavier than another layer ever could. If your bass patch has a macro for wave eatable position, FM amount, or another movement parameter, automate that too. Small changes go a long way here. You're aiming for motion, not a random wobble fest. Think subtle shifts in tone, density, and aggression that build up over the last few bars. For the drums, the switch-up has to feel deliberate. A jungle change works because the break edit tells the listener the phrase has changed. So in bars 13 through 16, let the drums speak in a new way. Maybe the rolling hats drop back, maybe the break becomes more chopped, maybe the snare phrasing shifts toward a halftime feeling emphasis before the jungle energy comes back in. Use drum bus on the break track if you want extra crunch in the transition. A little drive can help the break punch through the build. Then ease it back once the new groove lands if it starts getting too aggressive. You want impact, not sludge. A really practical jungle trick is to duplicate your break track and make two versions. One version is your full loop. The other is a fill or variation that only appears at the switch point. Then use clip gain, mute automation, or track automation to reveal that new phrase right when the transition hits. That way, the listener feels a clear edit rather than just another loop repeat. Now let's talk FX, because this is where a lot of people either underdo it or go way too far. You want the ear candy to signal the transition, not smear the whole mix. Reverse cymbals, noise risers, impact hits, short delay throws, reverb blooms on snare fills, those are all fair game. But in DNB, the low end has to stay readable, so keep the FX controlled. On a fill snare or impact, try automating the dry slash wet of hybrid reverb or echo very briefly, then snapping it back. A short reverb bloom on the final snare before the switch can sound huge. A quick increase in echo feedback on the last hit can also give the transition a really slick sense of momentum. Just don't leave everything swimming in wash, because then the drop loses definition. And while we're here, treat return tracks like performance tools, not static utility tracks. Short bursts of send automation are often much more effective than leaving a reverb wide open the whole time. Think of the return as another instrument in the arrangement. Another big move is gain staging. This is subtle, but it matters a lot. Pull the bass bus down a bit during the build. Pull the music bus down a touch if necessary. Then bring it back at the switch. You're creating a psychological lift without needing to just crank the master. That kind of level choreography makes the drop feel bigger and more exciting. Ableton Live 12 automation curves are perfect for this kind of thing. Don't make everything linear and robotic. Use slow, smooth curves on filter closes. Use sharper ramps for last beat drops. Let the reverb throws rise quickly and disappear quickly. That combination feels musical, alive, and very intentional. Now the arrangement itself. This is where contrast really sells the switch up. In bars 9 through 12, start removing density. Thin the hats. Drop the top bass layer. Maybe strip the kick for a beat or two. Let the groove breathe. The idea is to make the listener feel like the track is withholding energy on purpose. Then when bars 13 through 16 hit, the new jungle variation feels like a release, not just another loop continuing. This is why DNB arrangements are so powerful when they're done well. It's not about endless intensity. It's about pressure, restraint, and release. The silence, the near silence, the thinness before the drop, that's what gives the landing its authority. A couple of advanced ideas if you want to push this even further. Try alternating the bass phrase every four bars. So instead of one long automation sweep, make the section evolve in four bar chunks. Stable groove, slight tonal opening, more grit, then a pullback. That keeps the motion alive. You can also do a fake drop. Briefly imply the new section, strip the drums, expose a bass hit or sub stab, then cut it away again before the real landing. That little hesitation can make the actual switch hit way harder. And for darker or heavier jungle, automate menace instead of just movement. That means filter resonance, small level rise on specific hits, distortion only at transition points, and maybe a 1 or 2 beat mute of the top layer right before the drop. Those tiny decisions create serious drama. Before you call it done, check the whole 16-bar passage in context. Don't solo the bass and think you're finished. Listen to the full section at low volume and then at a moderate level. Ask yourself, is the sub still centered and solid? Does the build actually feel like it's pulling back? Does the switch up land as a new phrase? Are the fills helping, or are they just getting in the way? If something feels messy, tighten it with a Q8 or utility. If the reverb is clouding the punch, shorten the sends or reduce the wetness. If the drums feel too flattened, back off the compression. DNB needs transient definition, so don't overcompress the drum bus. The final takeaway is this: the strongest jungle switch-ups are not just louder, they're better controlled. The sub stays dependable, the bass texture evolves, the drums signpost the change, and the automation creates the emotional arc. That's how you turn a heavy loop into a reval arrangement. So for your practice, build a 16-bar section with one sub layer, one moving bass layer, one breakbeat track, one effects track, and just a couple of returns. Automate the bass filter, automate a small gain pullback, automate one delay or reverb throw, and use at least one drum bus movement on the break. Make the build feel restrained, then make the landing feel undeniable. That's the mission. Keep the low end solid, let the automation do the storytelling, and make every transition feel earned. When you do that in Ableton Live 12, your jungle switch up stops sounding like loops and starts sounding like records.